Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. One more time, ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We told you on Monday how the president's approval ratings are skyrocketing. They're higher than they've ever been. They are higher than Obama, and I think Clinton, and except for 1 year, George W. Bush, the period right after 9/11. This president, his approval ratings are skyrocketing, and in no small measure, to the tax cuts that people are feeling. The tax cuts. Now, Democrats will say, no, most of the benefits goes to the wealthiest 1%. But people I talk to say they've got more money in their pocket. They're getting more take-home pay. But how much does it really benefit you and your family? The Heritage Foundation has a new report out showing that these benefits are widespread. Joining us now, Adam Michel, policy analyst at the Institute for Economic Freedom, the folks that put out this report. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having me on.
Let me just ask you, the Democrats say, no. These tax cuts, they're not going to benefit everybody. They're not going to, reach every man, that these are only for the wealthiest 1%. Your study, and you've got something on a website where people can actually go there and see how much their state will benefit from said tax cuts. Can you talk a little bit about how widespread these tax cuts are?
Yeah, they are incredibly widespread. We using IRS data, we sort of dug into that. We ran the numbers and found that every single congressional district across the country and every single state sees a tax cut this year, and over the next 10 years sees tens of thousands of dollars of additional take-home pay. That's a national average. We see a tax cut of about $1,400 this year and $26,000 for the average household over the next 10 years. That's certainly more than crumbs.
I know I may be ambushing you on this, and if you don't have the information at your fingertips, that's okay. But what about Nevada?
Yeah, so Nevada at the state level, you can expect to save just over $1,000 in 2018 and over $17,000 in increased take-home pay over the next 10 years. That's a more than a 12.5% reduction in how much income taxes you're going to be sending to Washington each year.
What is it that liberals are looking at when they go before the microphones and they say, no, this tax cut isn't reaching the average American. It's only, helping the wealthiest 1%. What are they looking at? Are they looking at different data or the same data?
So there's a couple things going on. First, the our study, the IRS, the Liberal Tax Policy Center, all of our data shows the same thing, and that's that 90% of Americans are receiving a tax cut because of the TCJA. This 1% statistic, when you're off between 1 and 90, you know that there's some malfeasance there in cooking the numbers. What they're talking about is some of the bigger dollar value tax cuts go to people that have higher incomes, and that's just a mathematical fact. But what we find for folks that have lower incomes and therefore have lower tax liabilities is that they actually see the largest percent reduction in how much money they're sending to Washington. Some districts, their income tax bill was cut by 1/3, and that's a pretty incredible statistic.
What is the difference state by state of those that have, that are seeing their tax bill cut by 1/3, and those that are maybe getting 10% or 12%? What's the difference? Is there a wide variance across the country?
So the biggest difference is the sort of income level of the state and the district. Higher income districts tend to have a smaller reduction in their income taxes paid, and lower income districts tend to see a much larger percent reduction in income taxes paid. And this is what President Trump is talking about when he says this is a tax cut for the middle class. It's really incredible that this tax cut was truly targeted to low-income and middle-income Americans, that they were able to reduce tax burdens by such a large percentage for people that need it the most.
Again, Adam Michel joining us, the policy analyst from the Institute for Economic Freedom. And I'm curious, the biggest states, smallest states, what are we looking at?
That's a good question. At the state level, biggest tax cuts are just shy of $3,000. The smallest tax cuts are around the just under $1,000 range. But again, when we look at a percent reduction in how much you're sending to Washington, those numbers flip. We're seeing 14-15% reductions in taxes for some of those lower end states and much smaller 8-9% reductions for those states that see larger dollar value tax cuts.
Are there any states that are anomalies or ones where that maybe you look at and you go, gosh, how could this be? Especially when you see the evidence elsewhere around the country. Are there any states that maybe cause you to ponder a little bit?
When we embarked on this study, I'm supportive of the tax cuts. I think they're great policy, and I was actually concerned that we would see some states or some districts actually see their taxes go up, because there's this narrative out there that all of the liberal media is pushing day in and day out that this is not a tax cut for Americans. But what we found is, despite what I thought going in, is that indeed every single congressional district, every single state sees a tax cut. So I think that's the big takeaway is this truly does benefit folks across the board.
I know we had the president in town a few weeks ago for an economic forum, and one of the things he talked about, he was promising a tax cuts 2.0. Is there another round of tax cuts on the way? And if so, what are they going to look like? I mean, these were pretty darn successful.
Yes, I certainly hope so. That's the goal is what folks probably don't know is a lot of these tax cuts end up expiring after 2025, and they had to do that because of some procedural rules here in Washington that are boring and I won't get into. But what that means is we now have to at least extend these tax cuts permanently, and that gives Congress the opportunity to build on those tax cuts and sort of make them even more dramatic, helping American families more. So we hope to see what we already got made permanent, and then Congress should come back and continue to simplify the tax code. We'd love to see tax rates come down further, additional provisions to increase economic growth. There's always more that can be done.
Adam, I'm curious, is there an appetite in Congress? And I'm not even sure where you're located, if you're located in our nation's capital, but I'm curious, after the Trump tax cuts were so successful, yet Democrats are fighting like crazy to say they aren't real. Is there an appetite for more tax cuts?
There certainly is in the House, and they're using it to really tell that story that Democrats, the left campaign is actually campaigning on repeal Trump's tax cuts. And so this gives Congress the opportunity to double down and say, no, we want to continue these tax cuts for the American people. That, I mean, if Democrats take charge and end up repealing these tax cuts before they expire, that's leaving for Nevadans $17,000 over the next 10 years on the table. That's a significant amount of money that could be improving people's lives.
I'm curious, is there a downside? Is there another shoe that ends up being dropped in the out years of this tax program? Are there problems? I know they had to kind of thread the needle, so to speak, to get the first tax cuts done. Is there a downside that happens in the out years at all?
Under current law, what was passed last year, the tax cuts do expire, so taxes go back up to where they were previously I think it's like 8.5 years. So a big important piece of this research is saying that we need to make these permanent. All of our numbers are based on current law, so it takes into consideration the fact that the tax cuts go away. So you could save more than $17,000 over the next 10 years if Congress makes these tax cuts permanent. The other big critique of tax reform is that it's adding to the national debt and the deficit, and our model actually takes that into account. We agree that we need to also cut spending, but we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. We didn't get $20 trillion in debt because the American people haven't been taxed enough. This is about reforming our tax code and also reforming the way the swamp just continues to spend money.
Okay. I want you to take our listeners through this new website or this new report and how, in an interactive way, they can actually see what kind of tax cuts they're going to get.
Yes, if you go to taxesandjobs.com, you can see a map of the United States that, if you roll over, you get a little pop-up, and you can sort of roll over Nevada, see the Nevada numbers. If you click on Nevada, it takes you to Nevada's page, where you can then find your congressional district, click on the district, say, I'm going to click on Congressional District 2 right now, and see that the specific numbers for that congressional district, you get almost $20,000 over the next 10 years in increased take-home pay.
Wow.
And then there's some additional resources there, too, sort of to help people defend the tax cuts.
Okay, and what's that address again?
It is taxesandjobs.com, all one word, taxes and jobs.
I think that's great. Adam, thanks so much, man. I know we'll talk again. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
There you go, Adam Michelle joining us from our nation's capital, talking about this amazing website that you can go to and literally see in your congressional district. If you're in 1, 2, 3, or 4, you can see. And by the way, the folks in the Coachella Valley can do the same thing. Just roll over California, go to your congressional district there in the Coachella Valley, and you can see how much of these tax cuts are going to reach you. Stick around. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Would you like to meet one of Hollywood's best character actors while at the same time support conservative women candidates all across the state of Nevada? Hi, I'm Victoria Seaman, founder of the Battleborne Conservative Women's PAC. Join me in welcoming Jack Scalia to Las Vegas for two incredible events. On Friday night, August 3rd, join us for an exclusive VIP meet and greet. My husband John and I will open up our home to Jack Scalia and you, complete with wine and appetizers. Can't make it Friday night? No problem. Jack Scalia will keynote our brunch and silent auction on Saturday, August 4th from 11 till 1 at the Las Vegas Country Club. Help us support conservative women candidates all across the state. To order tickets, go to BattleborneCW.com. You've seen Jack Scalia in tons of movies and TV shows. Now meet him in person. Get your tickets now at BattleborneCW.com. That's BattleborneCW.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Miawawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Yeah, treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check out Miawawana.com. That's Miawawana.com. And you'll be glad you did. One of the things that we're going to get into in this segment and in our next half hour, and that is the issue of Russians meddling in U.S. elections. I don't know. Most of the polling shows we're not really all that concerned about it, believe it or not. It doesn't seem like we're that concerned. I don't get lots of calls demanding an answer to what's going on with the Russians. We just don't. Mitch McConnell, at a news conference yesterday, warned Russia not to meddle in the U.S. elections. I think there is general consensus that, yes, they're trying, but I don't get a sense that people are outraged by it. I think they accept it. But here's Mitch McConnell yesterday with a warning for the Russians.
We all know the Russians interfered in the last election, and the question is, are they going to do it again? And I mentioned, I believe, a week ago today that Senator Rubio and Senator Van Hollen have a suggestion that might deter future interference in our elections, and we're open to looking at all of that. The Russians better quit messing around in our elections. I want to make that perfectly clear. The Russians better quit messing around in our elections. They did it the last time. They better not do it again.
Okay. Now, the president has been kind of both ways on this thing. His Helsinki statements are in direct contrast to what he's saying now. I don't think anybody really cares either way. But Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday was on TV and talking about mixed messages from the president and you know, how that's impacting her job. This is Cut 5. Kirstjen Nielsen, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, this was her on TV last night.
I hold both countries responsible. I think that the United States has been foolish. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had.
All right, and today, Madam Secretary, the President tweeted, I'm very concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an impact on the upcoming election. Based on the fact that no president has been tougher on Russia than me, they will be pushing very hard for the Democrats. They definitely don't want Trump. There's a lot of mixed messages over the past week and a half. Does the president truly believe that Russia is going to try to attack the midterm elections?
The president believes in the intel assessment from the last election. And I think the key here is we know they have the capability. We know they have the intent. We see it in their foreign influence campaigns, and then we saw it in their attempts to hack the election. So we have to be prepared. So we'll continue on DHS's portfolio. We'll continue to work with the state and locals on the election infrastructure. But we have to be very clear, the capability and the intent of the Russians is there. We must prepare for them to attempt to sow discord.
That's true. So why are people not more fired up about this? Or do they trust our ability to defend against Russian meddling? We know that no vote was changed in any precinct anywhere in America. We know that. So why are people not more fired up? We're going to take that up in our next half hour. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Don't forget, we've got the 2018 midterm elections. We've got the 2020 presidential election. Everybody's wondering what the Democrats are going to do. They've been predicting a blue wave. Now even some Democrats say the blue wave is unachievable. So what's their argument going to be? I think we finally found it. This was late yesterday afternoon on CNN. Nina Turner, who is a state senator, I guess, in Ohio, set up what is best described as the Democratic pitch for 2018, and arguing with Mary Catherine Hamm and David Urban, both Republicans, and listen to how heated it got yesterday on CNN.
This country specializes in vilifying black and brown folks. Let's just be clear. The president picked that narrative about gang activity deliberately because he's picking that narrative to explain, our Hispanic, mainly Hispanic on the southern border, sisters and brothers. He doesn't use that same narrative with other immigrants in this country. He was talking about countries and nations of color. So let's not delude ourselves. This is a deliberate narrative that the president has used. It is a deliberate policy that his administration has put in place to dehumanize black and brown people in this country, and it plays to a certain segment of this country.
Listen, I think this president, this is the same president you're talking about that has granted, wanted to have a pathway for citizenship for 2 million illegals that President Obama didn't offer.
I mean, you know what? That's all well and good.
How is that a racist policy?
He
offered the Democrats rejected that out of hand.
Forget the Democrats. The Republicans are in control, David.
I'm saying he put forth a credible proposal.
We didn't do it with the Republicans.
Also, he put forth a credible proposal.
I do look forward to the midterm pitch that the United States of America specializes in vilifying black and brown people. I do not think that would work for Democrats.
They do.
Take it to the polls. Take it to the voters and enjoy.
No, we will take it to the polls, but the history of this country, too. How many examples would you like me to give you about how this country specializes in that?
This is not a great pitch.
Next year, 1619, next year, 1919, it'll be 400 years since the first Africans were brought to this continent as slaves. So it's not a pitch, it's a reality in this country. And the fact that you're taking such a cavalier attitude about the suffering of black and brown people in this country is appalling.
Nobody mentioned, but I'll mention it if I can get a word in edgewise. Did you know that black and Hispanic unemployment is at an historic low? I mean, did you? That never gets brought up. You know, when we're talking about persecuting people of color, that's unbelievable. That this is a nation that has made. Nina Turner turns my stomach. I'm sorry, but she does. Is this what we're going to expect between now and November? Is that what we're going to expect between now and 2020? Tell me that's not the message they're going to bring. That's incredible. We'll see what you think of what Nina Turner has to say. In fact, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is that really what we're going to be hearing from Democrats? Is that going to be their message for the 2018 elections, the midterms? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It makes no sense at all. But this is what people of color are going to be told in their neighborhoods, on Univision, on BET, on urban radio stations all across America. Is this the message that's going to be filtered into the African American community? I hope it goes beyond that. I really honestly do. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What'd you think?
I think it's disgusting. I happen to be Hispanic. My wife happens to be from Mexico. We both fit into that brown category that they want to keep putting us in the Democratic Party. That's all they like to do. I think it's one of the most disgusting things. And you know what? you know what, a lot of Hispanics are in this country not because it's a bad country, it's because we're going to benefit out of this country for a lot of reasons. For them to tell us that is really offensive. Unfortunately, the Hispanics that have recently come over to the United States legally or illegally, they stick to the Univision storyline, which is exactly that, trying to make it out like our country's a racist country or Donald Trump is a racist. It's horrible, and it's an absolute lie. And I want any Hispanics, including black people, to come out and vote and open their eyes and vote different away from the Democratic Party. Choose something else. Because I used to be a Democrat. I used to believe in all that BS. And you know what's funny? I got to tell a quick story. When I came here from to Las Vegas, I stopped at in the middle of the, in July, and I looked at a car wash at a red light. I happened to look over to my right, this car wash, and I saw what I never believed I could ever see, which was a bunch of young, white, Anglo kids working in a car wash. Thereafter, shortly thereafter, I went to work at a hotel. It doesn't exist here anymore, as a houseman with the housekeepers. And you know what? They all were white and African-American. So when I came from California, I opened my eyes up and I realized everything they were telling us in California and Democratic Party was an absolute lie. And one of the biggest lies is that white people are the racists. So anybody who's white out there better start realizing Democratic is against you. Thank you for your time.
I am so glad you called. Thanks, man. That's Alex. And Alex may have been a first-time caller. I should have asked him. Sorry about that. But I didn't recognize him. But what he says is exactly true. Oh, by the way, I promised to do this before 11 o'clock, so I want to get it in. This is cut 8. There is a new, this is, I guess, the first Heller TV ad. And it is all about Dean Heller. And it's called Honor, and it's about our veterans.
I'm Dean Heller, and I approve this message.
We served our country proudly. When we needed help, we were alone, forgotten, until Dean Heller stood up for us. And finally, we had a voice, and everything changed. Medical bills were paid, benefits delivered, honor restored. I know, because Dean was there for me.
And me.
And me.
And me.
Dean Heller was our voice when we needed him. I'll vote for him till the day I die.
I love that. I thought that was an incredibly powerful ad. And there is nothing, there's absolutely nothing that Jackie Rosen can add to that. Jackie Rosen has done nothing. I'm absolutely flabbergasted that Jackie Rosen even thinks she has a chance in this race. Jackie Rosen is a backbencher in the House who has in a year and a half done nothing. Look at the bills that she sponsored and has passed. And the answer is, you know, not much has happened on her watch. She's proposed bills. She's sponsored. She's co-sponsored bills. But not much has happened on her watch. And really, it's kind of sad when you think about it. It's kind of sad that we're paying this woman $174,000 to do nothing. We'll get to your calls in a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Turn on the tube, where I see a whole lot of people crying, don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy too fat. Get over it. Get over it. All this whining and crying, bitching a fit. Get over it. Get over it.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. A guy that is simply trying to make money, and I understand it. All these ex-military guys are trying to make money. You know, these people you see, these talking heads, these pundits, these so-called military experts, are all just trying to make a buck. And I don't begrudge somebody from trying to make a buck. I don't like the idea of giving out security clearances to people that are going to beat us over the head with information they learned via a security clearance. But to others, good example, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, retired. former Fox News analyst, no longer works there. He was on MSNBC. I don't know if he's a paid MSNBC. In fact, you know what they ought to do? We ought to pass a law that says when these people are on, whether it be Paul Begala, that there be a disclaimer lower third on the screen. Paul Begala has a consulting firm that consults with a lot of Democrat candidates. Ought to do that. Let's go to Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, was on with Ari Melber on MSNBC, saying that Trump is essentially the master of propaganda. The master of propaganda. That's pretty serious stuff.
But one mistake that our intelligentsia and Europe's have consistently made with Trump is to underestimate him, to just dismiss him as crazy. Well, he may be crazy, but he's also a genius at propaganda. And even as we mock that statement, that Putin's out to hell to Democrats, it plays to his base. And Trump is a master of the classic big lie. Don't tell little lies, you'll get caught. Tell big lies, outrageous lies, and repeat them again and again. And reinforce them with these really simple slogans that we also mock. Fake news, deep state, and the media is the enemy of the people. And it works because he repeats it again and again and again and again until his followers respond automatically. You say Mueller investigation to a core Trump supporter, and he or she will immediately say deep state. It's a form of brainwashing. And frankly, Ari, we are helping even by talking about it tonight, because Trump's daily goal is to dominate the headlines. For better or worse, he just has to dominate them. And by God, what's he got us talking about tonight? A nonsensical claim that Vladimir Putin, who owns Donald Trump, is out to help the Democrats. And what's that doing? He's got us talking about something that buries Helsinki and his, to me, evident treason.
Evident treason. Pretty strong words. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. In fact, you can check it out right now at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We make it easy for you. That was Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I am thrilled with Heller's statement. Let Jackie and her buddy Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, make something of it. Mr. Heller is a hero, as far as I'm concerned, for what he has done for the vets, as is President Trump. I have never seen vets getting better. I'm a nurse. I have never seen veterans getting quicker or better or fatter or more intelligent care than I have recently.
Can I ask you, Judy, that obviously there are some people across the state that remember that Dean Heller was an ever-Trumper for a while. Do you hold any of that against him?
No. People are allowed to have their thoughts. People are allowed to say, this is allegedly a free country. We are allowed to think as we choose to think. Whether I agree with what you say or you agree with what I say, we each have the right to say what we say, as long as we're not shouting fire in a movie theater.
Good point. But can you understand that there are some people that are having trouble thinking of voting for Dean Heller?
There are people having trouble voting, period.
Good point.
There are people who do not read. They do not think independently. They just listen to CNN or the mainstream media, or as I call it, the lamestream media. They don't look at the facts. We have some of the best returns on our money these days. We have there's just all sorts of positive things going on in this country. And people need to start looking at the positive rather than the negative. If we remain positive, this world has nothing but good things for us.
Good point.
And it's about time we put, and it's about time, and I'm not a Bible thumper, but it's about time we put God back in the schools and stop listening to all the crazy goo-goo stuff. Sucking their...
I know. Thanks, Judy. I think we know where you were going. No, but she brings up a good point. I want you to hear one more time. I'm running a little short on time, but I want to make sure I get to it. Cut 7. And hear this Nina Turner, who absolutely makes no sense at all.
This country specializes in vilifying black and brown folks. Let's just be clear. The president picked that narrative about gang activity deliberately because he's picking that narrative to explain, our Hispanic, mainly Hispanic on the southern border, sisters and brothers. He doesn't use that same narrative with other immigrants in this country. He was talking about countries and nations of color. So let's not delude ourselves. This is a deliberate narrative that the president has used. It is a deliberate policy that his administration has put in place to dehumanize black and brown people in this country, and it plays to a certain segment of this country.
Listen, I think this president, this is the same president you're talking about that has granted, wanted to have a pathway for citizenship for 2 million illegals that President Obama didn't offer.
I mean, you know what? That's all well and good.
So how is that a racist policy?
What is he doing?
How is that a racist policy?
What is he doing right now?
The Democrats rejected that out of hand.
Forget the Democrats. The Republicans are in control, David.
I'm saying he put forth a credible proposal.
We didn't do it with the Republicans.
Also, he put forth a credible proposal.
I do look forward to the midterm pitch that the United States of America specializes in vilifying black and brown people. I do not think that would work for Democrats.
They do.
Take it to the polls. Take it to the voters and enjoy.
No, we will take it to the polls, but the history of this country, too. How many examples would you like me to give you about how this country specializes in that?
This is not a great pitch.
1619, next year, 1919, it'll be 400 years since the first Africans were brought to this continent as slaves. So it's not a pitch, it's a reality in this country. And the fact that you're taking such a cavalier attitude about the suffering of black and brown people in this country is appalling.
Okay. That's Nina Turner. We'll be talking about her coming up on our, I'm pretty sure her name will come up on the wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know. I mean, I'm telling you. If that is their pitch in November, the Democrats are going to lose miserably. Any hopes of a blue wave will be dashed. Because America will rise up as one and say, that's not who America is. That's incredible. Stick around. Coming up, Brett Kavanaugh is going door to door. No. He's not the new Fuller Brush man. He's the president's nominee to be the next Supreme Court justice, replacing Anthony Kennedy. But he's going door to door in the U.S. Senate. Some Democrats do not have the welcome mat out. They don't want to even meet with this guy. We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now. Or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. One more time, ReduceMyAC.com.